A word for you from Leviticus chapter 17 verse 7. So they shall no more offer their sacrifices to goat-like gods, or demons, or field spirits, after which they have played the harlot. This shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generations. In this chapter, God is spelling out the good he has done for his children of Israel. He's reminded them, and he is reminding them. And his intention is to keep them totally within the bounds of his blessing and love. They may not stray. They may not go to other places. And after all, these are Israel's children. Have we forgotten the Jacob who sought God's face and blessing so intently? These are his offspring. Interestingly, we read about these goat demons, alluding to harlotry and immoral living. God was displeased by the sacrifices made to it. And it strikes one as we read of this animal, the goat. This animal in itself is in God's creation, but we are likened to it in our base and immoral nature. The goat often speaks of somebody who is not good. Their morals are not above board. Revelation plainly says about the sheep and the goats, they will be separated. Goats to the left and sheep to the right. The goat nature always veers off to the left, and it is never right. The left is never right. The goat is so inclined to go off on a tangent, go off on its own. It can stray and go all over the place. The funny thing is that it always seems to come back in the evening time. It seems to find its way. It's an independent animal that does its own thing, unlike the sheep, which we are supposed to be like, who needs the shepherd, who needs to be in the kraal, who needs to be under God's control all the time.